All right, let's watch these videos.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to How to Get Your First 100,000 Podcast Listeners, where we talk about the very granular how-to tactics, as well as the big picture thinking you need to grow and multiply your listener base. My name is Luis Diaz. Let's dive in.
If I can just channel my audience and I can ask questions that they have. And my favorite comment is when I get people to go, Pat, you just seem to ask the same questions that I'm thinking. And that's how I know I'm doing it right, because I'm doing this again on behalf of and for my audience.
This is one of my favorite, I'd say, things I learned from both Pat Flynn and also Tim Ferriss back in the day. And that is asking questions on behalf of your audience. A lot of times when we interview people, or if you get really into it in conversation, I think it's okay to ask a few selfish questions. I just don't think you should be only a high level conversation up here if your audience level or skill level is down here, right? So a lot of times I've seen it with people, and I've actually experienced this as a listener, where the host and the guest are having this really cool high level conversation up here, but it is absolutely not serving me because my skill level is down here. That is something you do not want to do. That will turn people off. They'll be like, great, these guys are having a great conversation. Good for them. I'm going to go spend my time elsewhere. So you want to have, or a question that I have in my mind sometimes as a revolving when I'm interviewing someone is, if I'm a beginner, what am I going to ask this guy? If I'm listening to this podcast right now, completely a noob, or completely just think about where your audience is at, what am I going to ask? And some of the things I ask that run through my head, especially, is like, if I'm a complete beginner, what would I want to learn from this guy today? Okay, I have this person in front of me who's an expert in whatever. What thing am I going to ask him if I'm a complete beginner and I'm not myself? Because maybe you're the interviewer and you have a high level expertise and you're talking to somebody else who's up here, but the audience is still trying to learn. And that is one of the things I would say that Pat Flynn mentioned here that is just brilliant. And I think it's why his podcast is one of the reasons why it's so good, because he asks really good questions that are tailored for his audience and not necessarily for himself. All right. That's the first thing. That's number one in terms of, if you're going to interview somebody, make sure you're having this question, have this question kind of revolving in your mind. If I'm listening to this right now and I'm a beginner, what is it I want to listen? What are the ABCs? What are the first steps? What do I want to take away from this episode that I can apply?
But if you start too broad, too soon, you will have a very, very difficult time. The truth is, some of those episodes that you create may hit. Now imagine if all your episodes were about that particular topic that hit, how much of a name you could make for yourself in that space, and how much more quickly you could build loyal fans, connect with companies, and build a business out of that.
Takeaway here is, and this is from a video he did that was called Every Failing Podcast Does This. Takeaway is, if you go too broad too soon, you will fail. I think that's boring advice, but I think it's very true advice. And there's a lot of people out here now today saying the opposite, which is cool. It's contrarian. It's going to get a lot of clicks and a lot of likes. I just haven't found it to be true. I haven't found people with no name, no credibility, no expertise in anything. That talk about a lot of different things. They talk about interview a bunch of different people. They have a lot of different topics on their podcasts or video. I haven't seen those people be successful. And that's cool if you want to do that. I just haven't seen it work. And I'm sure there's some anomalies out there who make it work, and maybe there's a different style, or maybe I've just seen it fail because the people who are doing it weren't good. I really don't know. But I think Pat hit it on the head here, where it's he's just saying, like, hey, like, you know, you have to have something, double down on something that is valuable, that people can come back to you and know that you're going to deliver on this topic. It's okay to have some variety within that domain. But I don't think going too broad too soon is a good strategy. So totally agree. There are two things I think, if you're a new podcaster listening to this, you typically will, I get people pushback on. So if you tell someone, hey, you should go double down on this because you're good at it, or because people like it when you talk to it, if you look at the numbers, they'll push back and say, number one, I'll run out of stuff to talk about. Or number two, I'll get bored of talking about just this subject, which is totally understandable. Now, I'll pull out of my, it's in those notes, but it's a free course on how to monetize your podcast. I'll actually pull up the slide here that you guys can see from this, so we can kind of explain it a little bit more. So let's jump to that right now. This is an excerpt from the course we have. It's a free course down below, but this is one of the first things we talk about, and that are the two ways to create a unique podcast angle or video podcast angle, especially if you're an expert, coach, entrepreneur. The first approach is the unique lens approach. That means all the content has one common theme. An example of this would be hot wings. So as Pat Flynn mentioned, like, you can't go wouldn't recommend going super broad, talking about a bunch of different topics under the sun. If you look at what Hot Wings does, they interview a lot of different people, but they have one common theme, and that is the hot wings. That is, people eat progressively hotter hot wings on the episode as the episode progresses, right? So it gets harder to answer questions because you're focusing on how hot these freaking wings are, and make some really funny clips out of it too. So that's the first thing, unique lens approach. A lot of different interviews they have, but there's one common theme. So they have a unique lens in which they see the world. The second example of this is History Daily. It's one of my favorite shows. And that is it's a 15 to 20 minute episode every single day or every single weekday. And it's just about a random historic event. It's not about war history. It's not about, you know, Viking history. It's not about history of plants. It is random. It could be anything that's happened on Tuesday, April 12th, whatever. You know what I mean? So the lens there is that it's a random historic event, something that happened that was notable on this day, right? So it's one of my favorite shows. Again, it has one common theme, and that theme, though, allows it to go really broad. They can talk about any kind of thing that happened in history. As long as it's happened on that day that the episode drops, it works. So two examples of a unique lens approach. The second approach, if you're like, how do I make my podcast interesting without it being boring or without getting bored of it, is the unique avatar slash problem approach. This is where your podcast targets a demographic or a specific problem or both. All right. So some examples of this would be like Credit Repair Business Secrets. They help people repair, or people with businesses that help people repair their credit, right? So if you have a credit repair business, this is a podcast for you. Talk about all things related to running a credit repair business. Second example is Over 40 Alpha. So my buddy Funk Roberts runs a podcast specifically for men who are over 40. That's a unique avatar. It's like, hey, that's my demo. Same thing with Credit Repair Business Secrets, right? That's very specific to an avatar, to a demographic, like their occupation. If you have a credit repair business, it's going to be interesting for you. Now, an example of the other one here, specific problem, is reversing Hashimoto's. So you could be black, white, Asian, 20, 60, 100, who knows? But if you have Hashimoto's, chances are this podcast will appeal to you, right? Because we're solving for a specific problem. So anything related to solving or reversing Hashimoto's, this Dr. Ansel Gupta will talk about, right? So those are examples of unique avatar slash problem approaches. If you're trying to figure out, like, how do I create a specific podcast that allows me to have breath, right? You can target a problem, you can target a demo, or you can go back, like we talked about before, you can have a unique lens where it's like, we always eat hot wings, or we're always riding in a car, or we're always, random example, cliff diving while we interview somebody. I don't know, maybe we're taking a hike and we're interviewing people on the hike. That could be the thing. That's a unique lens. So hopefully that helps demonstrate, kind of drive home more what Pat Flynn was talking about, but I think he's totally right on this, and it's something that I've seen work over and over again. Niche down, look at these shows, they're super successful, and hopefully you'll have the same success.
Now, when you've had your podcast up for a while, go to your podcast page on Apple. Scroll down to the bottom where you find your related podcast. These are other shows that your listeners are actually listening to. That's great insight to discover what else they're listening to, but it's also a great conversation starter when you reach out to those podcasters and say, hey, we have shared audiences, let's maybe collab. And it's a good spot to go to find guest podcasting opportunities.
So basically, I like this idea. I want to take it a step further in give you some resources when you're reaching out or when you're just trying to find podcasts. Like, yes, Apple does that. What I've found is that sometimes that the recommendations they're giving for you are good. Sometimes they're very outlandish and they're very off. I've seen it a few times. So another great place you can check to find podcasts is listennotes.com. You can actually buy lists of podcasts, like a massive CSV file of podcasts, for very, very cheap. You can get their email, their social, you can get their RSS feed, you can get all the data you need to contact them. And what I would do with this is, when you're on Listen Notes, you can actually sort by, like, you know, when they last produced an episode, what their category was, any keywords that come up in their name. And you can really get a clean list of all the podcasts that are actually active, and then also the ones that meet certain criteria, like your keywords or a category. So you can really find a good bunch of podcasts that you're pretty certain that are going to be relative to what you talk about. So listennotes.com, you can buy a list or you can scrape them manually, but I think you should just go there and buy a list. It's like under 20 or 30 bucks for a decent sized list. You want to spend a little bit more, you can probably get a couple of hundred emails for like under $100. or maybe even 1,000. I'd say maybe for a couple $100, depending on how much data you pull. Anyways, that's the first one. The second one is inside of our free monetization course, we actually give you over 1,000 emails from podcasts that we've scraped that are on the top charts. So I've had my team go and scrape over 1,000 podcast emails from Chartable.com, you know, and we look at all the top charts. So if you want top ranked podcasts or get their emails, you want to be able to reach out to them, check out the course. It's a freebie at the bottom in the bonus section. So that's also there too. But Pat's totally right. When you're reaching out, one of the things you can do if you have relatively similar audiences and say, hey, we have a lot of audience overlap, would love to have you on, or would love to do a swap with you, or you can just say, hey, I'd love to be on your podcast and share value. So great one there. Make sure you use resources mentioned because those are going to help you find those podcasts way faster.
One amazing strategy to get featured in these groups is to actually have the forum or group owner present your podcast in front of the audience. How do you do that? Well, interview that forum owner. They're likely not asked to do that very often. If they have really good information to share, you can make them look great and they will be more likely to share it because you've made them look like a hero in front of their people.
Okay. So let's back this up a little bit here. Back this up a little bit. So the basic information or the tip here is to interview forum owners, group owners, Facebook group owners. People have a circle community. If people have a Discord group or Discord server or whatever, then you can interview them and potentially they will post the podcast in that group, which hopefully will get more listeners who are of a similar, you know, interests or demo that you want to attract, right? So that's a great step. One thing I would do to take it further, because people are more skeptical about this now. This is done in 2021. So people are way more skeptical now when it comes to what your motives are when you're interviewing them. So one thing I'd recommend is to just ask them like, hey, you know, would you be open to sharing this in your group before the interview? All right. And that way you just know going in whether they're going to share it or not. And second thing, you can also pay. Like you can pay them $100 to promote this episode or sponsor the group, you know, for really cheap. You could sponsor it for a month or something and they could pin it at the top of the group. So you can, you know, use your money here a little bit to just kind of push the envelope and incentivize them to share it with their forum.
Don't compare your podcast numbers to others. You're different people, you're different beings, you're in different timelines, you have different audiences. You cannot do that or else you're just going to sink in a deep, dark hole. Trust me. You should be comparing yourself to yourself last week, to yourself last month. How is your episode this week compared to last week? Are you incrementally improving? You should be comparing yourself to yourself before and always trying to improve.
All right. Definitely. So I get this question a lot and it's, you know, what's a good number for my first month of podcasting? Or what's a good download number? There is no such thing as a good download number. As Pat mentioned, you know, you're different people, different categories, different audience sizes. For example, if you would take a podcast that's like on Christianity versus a podcast that's on knitting, my guess, maybe this is false, my guess is that there's more people in the Christianity market than there are in the knitting market. Okay, so trying to address like, you know, what's a good download number for each of these podcasts is completely useless because they're in two different markets and they have two different audience sizes. And they maybe have been podcasting for two different lengths of time. Maybe one just started and the other one's done it for 2 years. So trying to compare numbers when you're just on two different wavelengths or two different journeys is completely a waste of time. What you want to look at, and now because YouTube's such a bigger player, it's way more important to look at YouTube stats as well. We'll get into that in a second. What you want to look at is how many downloads in a 30-day period did I get compared to last month? So my 30-day download averages. If my podcast episodes average 100 downloads per 30 days, and then in a year later, they're now averaging 200, 300, 400. That means I've grown in terms of audience size. There's some other metrics, yes, you want to check, but that's a good number just to start with of like, how do I measure if it's working, right? Yes, you can look at your monthly downloads too. That's also helpful. If your total volume of episode, total volume of monthly downloads is going up, that is a good sign as well, but it's definitely not the end all be all. There's some other things you want to check as well. All right, so besides that, we talked about YouTube here for a second. One of the most important things you can look at in YouTube is going to be your average view duration, so your AVD, and also your average percentage viewed, which is basically the same thing expressed in a percentage, all right? So that's going to tell you how long people are sticking, because that's really the only true metric of whether or not your content's good, right? If people are still sticking, if you're still listening to this right now, then I'm hoping this is valuable for you. But to keep it really, really simple, your average view duration is It's something you could actually look at objectively and say, if I'm not at this number, then I know my content's not that good. So if you look at, so I've done some research on this. So Think Media, if you don't know Think Media is, you should really check them out. But they have a couple of videos talking about this. And based on what they've shared, which I trust them, they've got over 2 million followers. Based on what they've shared, if you're at 35 to 60% AVD, so people view your podcast episodes around 35% of the way through, so they consume about 35% of the way of the episode to 60%, that's a good number. You're in a good spot there. That's actually great. If you're doing above 60, if people are, you know, consuming it, then you're a rock star. But if you're lower than that, then you're going to want to try and bring that up. Like, what can you do on the front end to actually move the needle to get people to stick longer? So I mentioned those two because if you're just getting into YouTube, you may not know about that. So that's something for me that I learned recently, or maybe a year ago now, that AVD and APV are two super, super critical metrics. So if you're a podcaster and you're looking at what numbers can I measure objectively to see if I'm getting better, number one, I would say your average 30-day downloads per episode. And then number two, your average percentage viewed or your average view duration on YouTube. All right, that's it for this video. Make sure if you have questions, comments, drop them in the comment section on YouTube. If you listen to this on the podcast, I do read my Apple podcast reviews, so leave a comment there and share what questions you have about this or anything we mentioned. And if you haven't gotten it yet, check out the free course on how to monetize your podcast. If you're listening to this or watching this when it came out or maybe a week or two after, it's still going to be free, but it won't be free forever. So if you're watching this in the future and it's not free anymore, I'm sorry, but I can guarantee you it is way better than it was before. So that's it. Talk to you later. Bye for now. Hey, Lewis again. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope you took something away that's going to help you on your journey towards launching a top ranking podcast that gets 100,000 listeners or more, ideally more. Now, remember, the focus of this show is to help business owners launch podcasts that add more profit to their bottom line and more authority and credibility to their name. That's what we're about here on this podcast. Now, if that's you and you want help launching your podcast and getting it to rank in the top 100 of your category or your money back, then maybe my team and I can help you. But hold on, I do not want you to take my word for it. We all know that you can go on YouTube and learn how to launch a podcast. You can hire a million different companies and freelancers and consultants to help you. So I'd rather you hear from other business owners just like you who have gone through our process, gotten the results, and love what they have built. Check it out.
Once I hired Lewis, he helped organize the entire show, the pre-launch, the contest. We had an epic contest, which was all Lewis is masterminding and his whole organization of how to do that. We had over 107,000 entries into this contest. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, don't think twice, because the investment is worth tenfold, not two or threefold, tenfold for what you invest with Lewis.
Only a matter of a few weeks, the podcast got launched. They also supported me through the entire launching process, how to communicate with my audience to maximize the results. And when it did launch within a few days, we made it to the top 50 in two different countries.
We get about 25,000 downloads a month, and the podcast has literally completely changed my business. My podcast right now has 10x'd my business, and that's not an exaggeration. When I started working with Lewis, I was making about 40K a month. Right now, my business is making $400,000 a month, and I credit a lot of that to the podcast. And then when they listen to one episode of the podcast, they'll listen to another episode of the podcast, and then that cold lead will turn into a warm lead that turns into a hot lead that becomes my customer. Right now, I have 775 active clients, and a lot of those people found us because of the podcast. Luis Diaz is the man. He knows exactly what he's talking about when it comes to starting a podcast. He knows exactly what he's talking about in terms of getting your podcast to 100,000 downloads. Because right now my podcast has over 225,000 downloads and it's been about a year and 7 months.
I didn't just want to do a podcast. I wanted to do it the right way. We are at number 2 in the parenting category of Apple Podcasts the week that we launched. We're now hanging tight in the top 25. Could not have done any of this without your assistance, Luis.
Literally, I keep asking Lewis, like, how can I give you more money? Like, what else can we do together? Because literally working with you has changed my life. It's changed my podcast. It's bigger than that. It's changed my business. Lewis Diaz, badass podcast growth expert.